like I get used to racing this. I'm a little bit taller than Jenny, but that's okay. We make it work. So I have the honor to offer the prayer today. Will you please join me in prayer? Holy God, we give praise to you for this day. We thank you for the sacrament of baptism and the ways that you care for children and families. God, you invite children to be part of your kingdom building work. You are a God that embraces and comforts us. You are a God of hospitality. You create space for us at your table and invite us to come just as we are. Lord, help us to remember that no one is better than anyone else in your kingdom. Help us to treat others the way you treat people. God, I pray for the ministry of this church. I thank you for all that goes on in this church and the ways you have opened doors for us to show love for this community and our neighbors. I pray, Lord, for all the different groups and ministries of this church. May your spirit lead us and guide us. God, I lift up prayers for our country. Lord, I pray for divisions that exist. Would you heal us and help us to be a more united people? I pray that your spirit would lead elected officials in their lawmaking. I pray for healthcare workers that are burnt out and suffering from compassion fatigue. God, they are working so hard. Surround them with your love and comfort. And I pray for all those who are grieving the loss of loved ones. I pray for those who are sick right now. May your comfort be upon all those suffering with COVID and other illnesses. Lord, I pray for the nation of Haiti and the 17 missionaries that were captured. May you seek to bring peace to Haiti and guide the efforts to free those captured. Generous God, because you treat us with your tender love, we take time to pray for our friends and family members and others who need you more than ever. Pour out your healing on all those who need it. Be generous with your transforming love for those who need it in their lives, and bring forth your reconciliation in families and in places where it is needed the most. And on this day, O Lord, we lift up to you, Bill, Phyllis, Jameson, Joe F., Kimberly, Meredith, Michaela, Josh, Carol, Jamie, Ed, Ron, Charlotte, Tim, Lily, Deanna and Milo Canducci, Bud and Tony, Sean, Carly and Brandon Locken and their expected child, the Wilson family, Debbie and her mother, Linda Danduski, JW, AJ, Irene Craig, Eleanor Pillsbury, Jen Currier, Shirley Gillespie, Richard Mills, Margaret and Eric Erickson, Kathy Warden, Brian, Patrick Crossing, Craig Winter and his family, Pat Beard, Robbie Beard, Jack Bradley, Vicki Niles, Kristen DeYoung, David Canis, Cleo Semple, Gertrude Tierney, Robin and Bill and Kyle and Katie, Joan L., Joan M., Leslie, Justin, Jack, Molly, Danny, Carol, Carl Beckett, Kathy Minnis, Bev Rhodes, Lauren, Stephen Parkes, Doreen, Paul and Lisa Keeley, Donna Knoll, Mary M., Robin Griggs, Carol, Alessandro Frizzoco, John, our dear pastor Jenny, our new pastor Brian, and our member in discernment, Lori Bruni. And now, hear us, O God, as we offer our deepest and most personal prayers to you in these moments of silence. God, you hear us. Wherever we are, you hear us. We're comforted by you who know us. You see every part of us, and you love us just the same through it all, through every trial, through every joy. You are there. You go right before us to the tough places, and you walk with us every step of the way. And now, O Lord, we join with you in praying this prayer that you taught us to say. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Friends, this week I was reflecting on what it means to start something new. I don't know if you've heard, but this week I started something pretty new. You probably heard, it was mentioned a few times today. If you've ever started a new job that required a move, you understand the self-reflection that this causes. Starting something new requires resources, like a bunch of kind friends that show up on a very humid Saturday morning and help lift heavy boxes of books from your third floor apartment that doesn't have an elevator. Thank you all to my friends. I think you're watching. Thank you. Or family that drives your U-Haul for you up the bumpy roads of I-95 because you do not want to do it yourself. So thank you to my stepdad. And a new church family that welcomes you to town with open arms, a very sweet gift basket with a bunch of wonderful, amazing, uplifting cards. Thank you to all of you for that. And a move like this, yes, does require faith. Reflecting on all the resources it took to make a big move like this and expressing my thankfulness to God for helping everything go smoothly got me thinking about all the resources it takes to help a church like this run so smoothly. It takes the resources of volunteers to help our programs and community outreaches work, which I got to learn about this week. It takes financial resources to ensure that the building is kept up so we are able to host community events like youth group and the beautiful garden that exists outside. Friends, the Spirit is truly alive and at work in this congregation. The gifts that you bring are used to further that kingdom building work in this community. And God uses all that we bring, our time, our treasures, our talents, to make this congregation such a special place of hope and healing. If this is a church you belong to, or this is the kind of church you believe in, then I invite you to share your gifts with us today. If you're worshiping at home, there should be a link to our website dropping into the comments now. If you click this link, it will take you right to our donation page, so that you can make an online contribution to support the work of this church. And if you're worshiping here in the sanctuary, we're going to collect the offerings in the pews in just a minute. And there's also an electronic giving cards in the pew racks. These have QR codes, which we've all learned about QR codes this year. Just take out the little camera and take a picture and it will pop right up if you prefer to give online. Friends, now let us give generously and offer our gifts to God as the morning offering is now received.
Oh,
will you please join me in prayer? God of great wonders, we join with you in the joy of giving. You give us life and breath. You fill the world with beauty, our hands with bounty, and our hearts with the desire to give. Accept these gifts and ourselves in your service. Help us to share your goodness with each other and with the world. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Seated. This week, we are starting a new sermon series called The Upside Down Kingdom. Each sermon in this series will focus on a part of Mark chapter 10. The 10th chapter of Mark is a critical transition between the transfiguration of Jesus and the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Right before the transfiguration, Peter names Jesus as the Messiah. 6 days later, Jesus takes Peter and James and John up on a high mountain, and he's transfigured before them. His clothes become dazzling white, and the voice of God comes from the clouds and says, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." So Peter has proclaimed that Jesus is the Savior, and God has confirmed that Jesus is his Son. Now, as Jesus and the disciples make their way to Jerusalem, Jesus is clear with them about what will happen when they get there. That the Son of God, the Savior of the world, will be betrayed and killed. Every step they take on that journey to Jerusalem brings Jesus closer and closer to his death. He doesn't have much time left. So the stakes are really high at this point in Mark's gospel. Jesus needs the disciples to understand what it means to follow him. So the journey Jesus and the disciples share on their way to Jerusalem is filled with teachings about the nature of true discipleship. According to Jesus, a life of faith is a life contrary to the perspectives and priorities of the world. In a sense, the values of God's kingdom seek to turn the world upside down. That's going to be the focus of this preaching series, The Upside Down Kingdom. And we're going to start today by looking at Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, and hearing how Jesus turns the world upside down with his teaching that the children are blessed. So listen now for the word of God. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Here ends the reading. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Our middle hymn today is Children of the Heavenly Father. If you're here in the sanctuary, you will find it in the hymnal. It's number 89. If you're worshiping from home, there should be a link dropping into the comments.